This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Where's my stapler? I gotta fix my mic. Hi, Vinny.
Hi.
How are you?
I don't know.
Kind of MacGyver this place. Thank God you taught me how to do it. I mean, everything I know about MacGyvering, I learned from you.
Yeah, right.
The funny thing is that stapler is broken.
Well, I hope no one throws it out.
It has a function.
Yeah,
clearly.
It's fully keeping my mic in place. Just, would you let engineering know that this is...
Yeah, I'll get right on it.
Thank you.
Like the rest of them.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean no.
Well, at least let him know.
I will.
So I can have a paper trail. I told you!
It's an audio trail.
We've been yammering. Don't you listen to every word we say?
You gotta send an email that way.
Yes, no, I
agree. There's your trail.
I agree. A little email.
And then I'll CC Michael. So
Yeah.
Be sure.
CC Michael and Mike Smith. And then got to go to all the heads of state here in the
right.
Building.
God, yesterday, what was so weird about our secret show, because we do it all the time, it's normally just what we do, is there was a meeting of all of the heads of state here in the building.
Well, that happens every Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Oh.
I don't know why you guys never see it.
Well,
I've seen it.
I wasn't the one scared of it. He was.
I know.
He's like, I'm trapped, so I might as well participate.
It was funny. He was really participating. And so yesterday's Secret Show, first of all, it was kind of a long one. And Huma kept going, do another bad advice. I'm like, who is this guy? Where's the guy that wants to jet out of the building?
I'm going to have to pull my email up because there was an actual email about that.
Oh, my God.
About Human.
Human actually participating in the show.
Yes.
Funny. Yeah, we did a secret show yesterday. You can find that at RadioAlice.com or, you know, your little podcast doohickey on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Things were around.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It is fun. It's a fun thing to do. And it was more fun yesterday because Human was actually totally into it.
And by the way, he just walked into his studio.
Stop talking about him.
Oh, okay.
Right.
We're going to stop talking about you now, Human. Gotta stop.
I'll pull up that email later. It's funny.
Anyway, it was funny that they were all out there as we were trying to exit.
Right. It was quite a large gathering.
Well,
and then, of course, we walk by and we're...
Promotions department, the stations in the building, they all get together for the one meeting here with Michael.
It's actually bigger now than it's been in the past.
Yeah,
they've
I agree.
Included more
stations,
departments.
Right.
Well, they
usually
used to do them separately. Each station was separate. And now all the stations are together so Michael can... be with everyone at one time,
yes.
And everyone discusses their promotional plan coming up. And
does that bother people to, like, I mean, I get it, we're all under the same umbrella, but we do compete with these other stations.
True, but we're all the same company, and Michael's the same boss.
So this is the new paradigm.
I think it's good because you're not trying to one-up each other, but we compete, and let's figure out the best thing to do, I feel, is that listen to your competitors and do it better.
Mm.
Like every vacation we have, I listen to other morning shows.
That's so dedicated of
you.
Yes, absolutely.
So do I.
And
I'm usually out of town. So.
Lucky you. Well, you know, there's this thing called radio.com.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. I'm
usually sleeping when morning
shows
are on. So I
pop it on. Well, I'm still up. So I pop on other people's stuff and I write notes in my little phone and...
Hey, is today the day? Radio.com
is the
only...
I think it is. Can you read that?
Sure.
Info?
I'm going to read it word for word. Here we go.
Good job.
We're going to do this all morning, by the way.
Please hit hard. Thank you. You know we love however you listen to Alice, but we need to make sure you know. If you used to stream us on TuneIn, we are no longer available there. The only way to take Alice with you is streaming with Radio.com. We want to stay with you, so be sure and download the Radio.com app now. Jane, MD, APD, PM Drive, Alice 973.
She's a heavy hitter.
PhD, Yay! JD.
Yeah, right. anyway, yeah, so I was asking Bryn some questions about radio.com this morning because one of the problems we've faced in the last few years is this third-party audio thing. Mm-hmm. And apparently, if you stream our show on radio.com, you get all the audio. If you stream us live, it's all there.
Well,
if you grab our podcast there, it's not all there.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But as they stream it live...
Live's the way to go, huh?
Live's the way to go.
All right.
And I guess you can't...
the third-party audio includes... Isn't the music.
It is the music.
It is the music.
It is.
So well, our show actually, is broadcasting, and then we go to a song, and it cuts out and goes blank?
No. No.
No, you'll radio. Still hear the song.
You hear the third-party audio.
Okay.
If you download a podcast on radio.com, you...
We cut that all out.
That's all out.
Like that's what the interns do all morning, is right. They cut up our segments.
Because it makes sense that they were, you know, radio.com. Like, that's people are tuning into their radio station. They want to hear the music. So, obviously, third-party audio is there. But I was thinking to myself, because I was wondering about this morning. You know, when we do our podcasts, when our podcasts get put up and people download those and that's the only thing that they've heard of the show if they missed a segment, they're not hearing any of Bryn's contributions. You don't hear any sound effects. And you don't hear any music. And you're like, what's that guy Bryn doing there?
He doesn't do anything.
What's the point of that guy?
He's the third party audio guy.
Yeah, I guess sometimes he talks. So that's, or you know, we're all singing along with stuff. And then I always forget that when we sing along with a song, like yesterday I was singing Tesla at the top of my lungs.
Oh, awesome.
And then I realized later in the day, as I was thinking about this whole radio.com thing, as we're switching over and will people be able to hear the audio? And of course they will. I was thinking, oh great, I wonder if that got left in the me singing without, because I'm singing along with something.
That part gets left in.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
It was good. It was good. We had so many texts. Vinny, you saw the text yesterday. People were stoked about listening to Tesla.
How funny.
And having
Tesla's
you rock
local,
out.
You know?
Yeah. Are they out of sec?
They are. Mm.
That's the rumor.
Yep. Mm. That's what we've heard. I don't even know if they're still, are they still a band?
Didn't they just have a concert at the end of last year? Maybe
right.
October or something.
With somebody else that I wanted to see, too. That was like a show I was like, I wish I could go to shows.
In Sacramento, Arena.
Has some bands. Yeah. Tesla, the Deftones, I believe, are from Sacramento.
Oh.
And there's a new band that I actually really liked the album. Let me see if I can find it. And they're from Sacramento. Mm. Who knew?
Who are they?
Sacramento. And actually, you turned me on to them.
Isn't Cake a Sacramento band, too?
They sure are.
They are?
Yeah,
oh, are
I
they?
Love Cake.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
You know, it's funny that the drama at my house right now is Cake is doing a 10-city tour with Ben Folds.
That's drama at your house?
It is drama. Those are two of the biggest bands at my house, Cake and Ben Folds.
You mean just for you or your kids, too?
My kids, my son is crazy for Ben Folds. And Cake, they've just grown up on. Like, that's, you
standard.
Know, when I can't think of something to listen to, I just tell that lady in the kitchen to play Cake. And she just,
they're called Slaves.
Slaves?
Yeah.
This is the band you like out of Sacramento?
Sacramento. Yeah, you turned me on to them.
I did. They were like a
Friday of the,
new music.
So where are you going to fly to and see them?
Well, so here's the thing. So
I'm looking at their dates.
So I was like, oh my God, that's a dream concert for the Clark family. Like, it's huge. But the dates are all East Coast.
That's right.
But there's one in Boston, and we have tons of family in Boston. And I was like, maybe it's a Monday night. I mean, I can't go, but it's right before school starts. I was like, maybe they can go there and check that out.
Them.
Well, so we were talking about it, and it's, you know, it's like a whole thing, and it's only a couple, it's like the 13th of August or something.
That's right.
I know. So the turnaround would be crazy, but as soon as I mentioned it, of course, the kids were like, oh my God, Cake and Ben Folds. We'll see what we can do.
So you're going to do it?
Maybe. We're going to see if we can work it out logistically. We got to figure out, you know, if they can stay with their cousin and...
You got connections there to get yourself some decent seats?
I was going to talk to Jane. I don't think I have any connections. I don't know how
talk
I
to
would.
Jane.
Yeah. I was going to just chat with her and see if she's. Because it's at like some Blue Hills Pavilion I never even heard of. So.
You don't even know the venue?
No. It's a big place. It looks like a theater to me, but maybe it's outdoors.
It can't
Pavilion,
be a stadium.
Like.
They're not.
Oh
doing
no,
stadiums.
No. But I was looking at the ticket prices. They're no joke. So I'm like, well, they're kids. I'll put them in the back row. What do they care?
Oh, they grew up on a radio.
I know.
The tickets
the
aren't
radio
that expensive.
Mom, they care.
Which ones did you find?
So I'm looking at the venue. It's not. It looks like right in front of the stage, only $65 each.
Oh.
It's not like we're buying
not,
tickets to Elton John in Vegas.
Where are you finding...
Hey.
You know what? Where are you finding those? Send me that link, because I was looking at all these sites yesterday, and I couldn't find anything within 10 rows of the front for under $300.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me... yeah, okay. So, yeah, you're right. It's a lot more expensive than what a...
See, I can
wow,
get, I'll get on the
$300?
Yeah, dude. It was... Oh. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You gonna pay? You gonna pay the piper?
No, I'm gonna pay. I'm gonna buy them cheap seats and see if Jane can get them a hookup.
So, so pretty close to the stage is $362.
Yeah, that's
each.
Each. I'm like, oh my God, that's more expensive than the flights.
Right.
Yikes.
Go Cake. Good for them.
I know. And they, I think they are the headliners. It was Cake and Ben Folds. I love Ben Folds.
You do.
I do. Oh my God!
You should go to the
what were their songs? We could play a few of them. Right?
They have the like the.
She's going the distance.
Oh yeah,
that's
she's
Cake.
Going for
speed. She's all alone.
All alone.
All alone in her time of need.
They had more though. There's another one, big one.
Never there. Mm-hmm. Cake had a bunch of hits,
yeah.
But I really think that the big Ben Folds. It was Ben Folds 5 at the time, and it was Brick. She's a brick and I'm heading under. But they have a million great songs. Erase Me is the best.
Oh, Brick, Song for the Dumped?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
One
yeah.
Angry that Dwarf?
Isn't Song for the Dumped? Give me my money back.
Their best song
Give
is The Luckiest.
Give me my money back, you
play the
bitch.
Luckiest.
Don't play anything. It's fine. Wow. Anyway, that's well, all right. We can. It's all going to get cut out of the podcast.
All right.
So, are we
and it'll tease you into singing.
Right. Are we Facebook Living?
Yes, we are. Right, Vaughn? Yes.
The Hello, cameras Facebook. Aren't aimed at us, but
oh,
we're
I got
on.
The yeah, the I got the notice on my phone.
The cameras aren't. Oh, you did.
Alice 973 is live now.
Hello,
and I think this is what Vaughn wrote. Oh,
shucks.
Oh, oh man, I missed...
shucks.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, shucks.
She's like a shucks girl. She says shucks all the time.
It's the first of the month with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, August 1st. Look at that.
Oh, August.
August.
50 almost days Christmas left of summer. Stop it.
The big
50 days left. My brother's birthday is this month. Sister's birthday is going to be this month. It's going to be hot. The dog days of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yesterday was the missus' last day of work.
Oh.
She's off for 6 months.
Wow.
Wow.
What must that feel like? Well, she's going to have a baby, so I guess it's not that great.
Salesforce. But... Now, when you say she's off for 6 months, is she the type that can really unplug, or is she going to be checking in?
No, she's going to really unplug. Like, she's actually spent the last 2 weeks handing off all the stuff that has to be handed off. She said, I don't know, sometime around dinner, she goes... I can turn all my notifications off right now.
Wow.
Like,
that's it. She's on vacation.
She's done. She's going to get up with the kid this morning. There's no daycare, no more school. Her and the kid are hanging till sister drops.
Damn, Daniel.
I'm happy for him.
No, it's
Go
great.
Go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's
my
great.
Kid's like, will you be here tomorrow morning, Daddy?
Oh.
No, I have to go to work.
What, this is not a weekend.
What do you think? This is some kind of party around here?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a party. Yeah. It feels like a party every day, Daddy.
Yeah, it sure
Daddy.
Does when you're four. It
Time
is.
For a tea party.
Yeah. Which it should be.
Which it should be.
I agree.
How are those porcupines looking?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. She cut her hair the other day, you guys.
I posted it on Instagram if you want to see it, but it's just... She just cut her bangs off all
she
the way
adorable.
Down to the...
It's cute. It's
yeah,
just like
I didn't
little,
even notice till you actually said
brushy
something.
Brushy fringe.
Well, if you might think that her hair was just pushed aside if you didn't know she has bangs, and then you
That's
look
what
and
I
go...
Thought.
If you open it up, you can pull the picture up a little bit, but if you make it bigger, you'll see she's cut them right there. At
They're
the,
tight.
The line.
They're tight, yeah. That would be a whiffle if she did the whole head. They're close. That's a close crop.
She went to school yesterday, and right away, the teacher texted her mom. So,
oh,
she cut her hair.
Just wanted to confirm that with you in case you weren't aware.
I didn't do this.
Right. Yeah. I bet you that's what that was.
Yeah. Mm.
Teachers
it wasn't
are...
me.
Right. She's like, is this child abuse or did the kid, is this the rite of passage?
Was
did
this
you
a punishment?
Punish her?
Yeah. Speaking of which, did you cut your bangs?
I did.
I feel like maybe you can cut mine.
Okay.
I would trust you.
Yeah, I do a good job on my bangs.
I
worked them in on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do them. I'll do them for you right now. Come on in here.
Come on in.
Not on
air. Looking glass.
Why not on the air?
That's the brave part.
You know what, though? Do we have a nice short pair of these?
No, of course we don't.
I do. Look at this. I have a little pair.
There you go. Those look great.
They do look great. Come here.
Yeah, go on over.
Well, dude, we got to play a song right now.
No, we don't. No, we usually go till five after.
All right.
All right. This is great. Facebook Live. It's happening.
Zoom in, Vaughn.
Check out Hairstyles by Sarah.
Right, yeah.
Sarah Styles.
I was just going to say, I probably smell like coffee, so don't worry. We'll cancel each other out. Sit on that chair right there.
Who says that?
Pull that chair over. Pull the chair over. Oh, Hooman's going to get some pictures.
All right.
It's the Sarah Salon. Welcome, everyone. Hooman, can you get her feet started? Let's get those into a tub.
Oh. I need a massage.
Here, let's cut it into this trash can.
What?
Hold on. Let me get all this stuff out of the way.
This is actually happening.
Yeah, this is cool. I like it.
Just talking about
oh, man,
right now,
you're going to see my grays.
No.
My grays.
Who cares?
What?
Please. It can't be worse than mine.
You smell like garlic.
Lean forward.
I know, I do.
You actually don't. You smell great.
I'm kidding. I can't smell from
between
these,
the two of you.
These scissors are not happening. These
what?
Scissors are...
Oh, let's get you another pair. Hold on.
There's scissors in my cup in the studio if you want.
Why don't we use like a knife?
That tool we just got.
Why are you in such a hurry?
This is it. This is how long it takes.
Take it
takes
easy.
About 30
the
seconds.
Rush? This shouldn't
slow
be a rush.
Slow down.
There, I got some of them.
Here.
It's done.
Yeah. Make sure, get all of them.
I got them. All right, here we go. Snip, snip, snip.
You don't do it right.
I'm doing
give
it.
Give her money back.
This is you free.
Bitch.
This is a free cut. I'm not going above your eyebrow.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you do.
Nope. I look like a section. Doofus.
No. Oh, above your eyebrows? Yeah. You know what? Wouldn't it be so funny if I gave you the Isla special?
Yeah, I
oh
was just
going
to say, okay. Poor Isla heard that and went, hey. So I look like a doofus? What are you saying?
Sure, George.
Thank you. I can see now. Well,
I know,
as,
dude.
As best as I can see.
There you go. How is it?
Well, I don't know.
Are you going to run to the bathroom and look?
You look great, right, yes.
She's going to go and I'll get a review. We'll get a Yelp review on Sarah Styles.
Looks good.
Yes.
Actually.
Just got to do it. You can't do it at a, you can't, don't do them straight. When I was a kid, I want to say it was my grandma gave me a bangs cut. My Mimi,
mm-hmm.
She put a piece of tape across my bangs.
Nice.
And then
that's
she cut right down the middle of the tape. Like they were just arrow straight.
Good job.
The same as like putting a bowl on your head when you're a boy, right?
Yeah.
They're perfect.
Yeah, they're fine, right?
Yeah, I run into the bathroom. I go, oh my God, they're perfect. Great.
Great. Good. You get another?
Thank you.
I'll do it again for you in 1 month.
I paid like $20 for that.
Oh, $20.
Dude, it's only $10. Plus
well,
tip.
She'll only get 15 because she still owes me $5.
Oh, that's true. Can you give Vinny $5?
Yeah,
you know what? I've been waiting to have a $5 bill. I want to say I had one a couple days ago, but then I wound up spending it. It's weird. It's weird. The cash thing is weird
cash
now.
Cash does not
Cash is
stay.
Not. It, or it stays forever. Like, you just don't find anything to spend it on, or you don't remember even that you have cash because it's just not. Really? You wind up spending it?
I go. The other day, I go, oh, hey, do you need cash? She goes, yes.
Oh,
your girl said that.
I like, all right, here. I just That's gave her response. All I had, and there I was. I had cash, and now I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John and I were walking up to the store. We walk right by the bank. He goes, should we get cash? I'm like, for what? What's the point? I had forgotten about the $5 I owe you.
Uh-huh.
He likes to have cash at the house in case we order a pizza or something.
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
My
$10
too.
There.
Yeah.
Sure. What? Right. If somebody delivers something to your house and you has to move it, it's heavy.
John never pulls out a credit card.
Oh,
like again,
really?
He's the guy. He has no credit. There's zero balance on his credit cards.
Oh,
good for him,
Louise.
Yeah. And he, you know, he takes out whatever two something a week,
and that's
200
his...
something, and that's it.
Wow. You know, that's the way to go. It's like I had that moment at Bottle Rock, and not that I think anybody's going to rip off my credit card number, but the more you put it out there, the better chance there is.
Right.
I had that moment where, like,
Maybe I use cash for all these transactions. You know, as people are running it through the thing on their iPad. It's like, I don't know where that info is going.
Yeah.
Like, maybe cash is the way to go. But the thing is, so much of my shopping, I just do it, like, I'll do it online. You know? Sure. Oh, I need that. Let me just go to Amazon. I have in 2 days.
Right. Amazon, Apple Pay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Apple Pay everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anywhere. Anywhere that they'll take it. I'm always so excited it's there. I'm like, I'll just use Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm. I never do that.
Really?
I just use
Are you set up for it?
I think I am. I just use my American Express everywhere I go.
Now you can even Apple Pay people
through the commercial.
Through like an email. Like if they're on Apple Pay and you're on Apple Pay, mm-hmm. it pops up as an option.
Right.
Like I pay the guy who tunes my piano on Apple. He's the only person that I know that does that. But he was like, yeah, I'm on Apple. Can you set up Apple Pay? I go, okay, let me see if I can. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Paid him his money.
The new PayPal.
It's like that, I guess. But it's just, it's almost like a Venmo or a, or yeah, or like a PayPal.
Is it Venmo? Vivo? Venmo?
Venmo?
Yeah.
Isn't that it?
Something like that. Yeah, I don't have it.
I think Venmo's weird because you can see, like, it knows all my contacts. Like, anybody that is in my contact list, like, I can look down. People I haven't seen in years just paid somebody for tacos. And I'm like, that's good to know, you know?
Great.
It doesn't say the amounts or anything. But when if I do anything on Venmo, I always just make it private. I don't need people knowing I'm on there paying for
I don't even
buying
know this
weed.
Venmo that you speak of at all.
Oh, well, you never heard of it?
I wouldn't have got it,
yeah,
but
it's
almost like it's like the anti-PayPal is how it feels. Like I'll be like, oh, do you have PayPal? They go, no, I have Venmo. So finally I wanted
to PayPal do to anybody?
Don't ask me. I like PayPal. So now people, it's like a, it's they say it's a way to like split up a bill. Like, you would put it on your credit card, and each of us would pay you $16.
The thing is, Venmo is free.
Well, so is PayPal, unless you're paying a business.
Well, there it is.
Well, you only pay your friends on Venmo anyway.
Well, do you?
I don't know. I've never seen
so
it
So Venmo
as an option.
Makes no money?
I don't know. I don't know what they
What's
do.
Their deal?
Credit card payments are subject to a 3% transaction fee that the company charges, but debit card payments, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I just use my bank account. Yeah, I'm screwed if when the world falls apart because everything that like everything's connected to everything. It's ridiculous. Like my bank account's attached to you know three pay things.
Yep.
It's like oh my god, I'm just doomed.
Well, you got that $100 bill in your bag.
That is true. Just in case I you know if the world falls apart, I'm going to be down at the wharf asking someone for a $100 ride back over. Just get me to Sausalito. I can walk home from there. I need to, that bridge is going to be a problem if anything happens to it.
Right.
All right. KLSE, KLSE HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.